All right, time for our Made in Michigan Monday segment. We do this every Monday around this time. We talk with people from Michigan-based companies and about Michigan products. And Michigan is a big producer of sugar. The Michigan Sugar Company wrapping up its sugar beet slicing time, planting more sugar beets. Joining us right now, talk a little bit more about all the things they do at the Michigan Sugar Company is the Executive Vice President, Jim Ruhlman. Jim, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
People hear Michigan Sugar Company and say, I've never seen Michigan Sugar Company products in the store, and yet they have under different names, right?
They have. I mean, we package our private label under the Pioneer brand. Our brand under the Pioneer brand, but we also package under about 20 different private labels. So you'll see, our sugar in a Walmart bag, a Meijer bag, a Kroger bag. And we package all of those products in our retail facilities here in Michigan.
And you plant and harvest a lot of sugar beets here in this state, don't you?
We do. We do. We plant about 10,000 acres in Canada and about 153,000 acres here in the United States. So a big crop. We're owned by about 1,000 sugar beet growers throughout the Thumb of Michigan. And it spreads towards Gratiot County. So from Gratiot County around that area to the east into Ontario, Canada is where we grow our crop.
Now, if people remember to a year ago this time, it seemed like it was constantly raining. It was a really hard year for anybody to plant anything. Did that have an impact on you folks?
It was a challenging year. I mean, it was challenging from spring when we tried to get the crop in, and then we had some dry weather midsummer, and then we caught some rain late fall, and we got some really, really cold weather around that early November time frame when we were harvesting sugar beets. So last year's crop was a challenging one. We are just now finishing up slicing that crop. But yeah, we're looking forward to 2020.
Well, absolutely, and you're kind of in the midst of planting season right now, aren't you?
We are. We got actually a pretty nice start to our 2020 crop. We've got about pretty close to 14,000 acres in the ground now. I talked to some growers over the weekend who were putting seeds in the ground. We like to get our crop in by the end of April. Sometimes that doesn't happen. Last year that didn't happen. But this year we're off to a really good start, and we're hoping to get our crop in the ground early this year.
Jim, tell us a little bit more about Michigan Sugar Company, because you're a major employer here in Michigan. You're pretty important to the economy of this state.
Our employee base is about almost 1,000 full-time employees. We've got 4 manufacturing facilities. We've got several distribution sites around Michigan and a couple in Ohio. So we've got about 1,000 full-time employees. We also hire almost 1,000 seasonal employees when harvest season starts and when our factories ramp up to slice sugar beets. So the impact on the economy is, in total, is about $500 million. We make about 10 billion pounds of sugar every year, and we're not the biggest player in the state, but we certainly have a really nice economic impact in terms of jobs and income to families and income to employees.
Absolutely, certainly in the Thumb and other parts of the state as well. I know that you made some donations materials to area hospitals during COVID-19. Before we get to that, though, I just want to ask you, Jim, has what's happening globally and obviously a local impact here in Michigan, has COVID-19 impacted your operations or your day-to-day at all?
It's impacted it more at the corporate level where, we've got employees working from home and communicating with each other via a variety of applications, whether it's Zoom or a GoToMeeting app where you can actually talk and see the other person through telecommunications.
But it's, in terms of our business, we continued to slice beats. Our employees were absolutely phenomenal through it all, and they continue to be. In the month of March, we shipped 100 million pounds of sugar out of our facilities, and a lot of that was to retail. Folks like Walmart, Meijer, Kroger. So when you look at the impact of COVID-19 on our core business, which is right now slicing beets and packaging sugar, I'm not going to say it wasn't a challenge, but it's not. It hasn't stopped our operations. In fact, our shipments in the month of May, I think we're probably a record shipment month for the month of May. A lot of demand from customers. Our customer service team was phenomenal through this past month. Our folks in packaging and warehousing were incredibly good, and the folks in the factory making sugar just stayed the course, and they did a phenomenal job as well. So in terms of our core business, it made it a little more difficult when you're putting in heightened sanitation programs and making sure people are being cautious and washing their hands and trying to stay yeah. this 6 feet apart from each other as best we can. But all in all, our business remained pretty constant.
Hospitals everywhere are desperately looking for personal protection equipment. And you came through with some pretty big donations here in Michigan, didn't you?
We did. You know, when we look at the healthcare industry and the struggles they go through, are going through right now, we looked at as ourselves and said, you know, how can we help? And we use some of the equipment that's used in a hospital in terms of masks, safety glasses, and gloves. And we were able to scrounge up 1,000 masks, 800 pairs of safety glasses, and about 550 pair of gloves that we distributed to area hospitals.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Way to go. Really interesting stuff. If people want to know more about what goes on at the Michigan Sugar Company, do you have information on your website, places where people can go to get more details?
Yeah, we have a really, really nice website at michigansugar.com. So it's www.michigansugar.com. So if people want to know more about us or have questions that they'd like answered, they can certainly find a lot of it on our website, and there's contact information for phone calls as well.
Fantastic. Jim, great talking to you this morning. Thanks for all you're doing for Michigan. Really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.